Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host, keep that in mind. We talk about financial survival. My co-host today is Mr. Butch Paul, Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is April 30th, 2020. It's Thursday. Did you notice I said Mr.?
I did. Wow. I've been called worse by people I know, but no, well, I was just waiting. I mean, I've learned not to interrupt a woman.
Oh, yeah, like, you never have?
No. I've been married too long to do that.
Oh, let's go see what gold and silver has done today. A lot of pressure on gold, and that's okay. $27, $16.87, down 1.60%. Silver did hold its $15 level, $15.05, down 32 cents. Platinum was down 7 at $7.76. Palladium was up 40, $2,060. The USDX today was down 0.52, 99.01. Crude oil was up 3.88 at 18.94. Did you see the comment coming out of President Trump warning the Saudis that if they don't cut production, he's going to pull military support?
Oh, really? I didn't see that. That's interesting.
Yeah. What happens to the petrodollar then, my friends?
I agree. I totally agree. I did not see that. Wow. That could really... Who knows? That's interesting. A little bit scary.
This is what it's coming down to. People should take these little comments and things that they do, all these little executive orders and all... Trillions! How does anybody think this is going to end? You happy that the stock market came back 3,000, 4,000 points? Good grief. How can anybody not see through this? What is going to happen in this country, the reset around the world? Folks, wake up. Good grief. It just amazes me. Oh, everybody wanted gold and silver when the stock market crashed 10,000 points, but it was up 4, so you know what? I got a little bit of time. You're nuts. You're crazy. It just baffles me. Truly baffles me. Every day I become a little more... Somebody was telling me about he listens, and I have to get this person's name. He's an economist, and he's Russian. And he says, if you listen to this guy, he says, it'd scare your pants off. He says, it is so scary what he's talking about. And he's talking about the same things we do. But he says, this is it. This is their game. It isn't yours.
That's true.
It isn't yours.
We're just like innocent children in a divorce. They get hurt, but they have nothing to say with it. You follow what I mean?
Yes, but at least one of the parents want us.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, that is not always the truth. You never know that anymore.
Well, that's true, too. Well, more often than not.
That's right.
So let's go ahead and see what the paper markets did today. There was a little pressure, but hey, there was only another another 3 million jobless claims. Employment
30
claims.
Million total. 30 million yeah. total. 30 million. Just think about that a minute. 30 million unemployed. That's got to be over half the population, the working population in this country. Or at least half.
Let's take it one step further, Butch. Let's take it, and it's something I have to look up because I haven't seen the numbers, and it's just dawning on me now. And, you know, maybe someone out there has already mentioned it, but I don't know. What about the unemployment numbers for the world? How many unemployment?
Oh,
how many people are off work in Italy? How many people are off work in Germany? And how many people off work in France and the UK?
That's very true.
How many people are off work around the world?
It's a worldwide economic bust. You know that.
Collapse.
It's worldwide. You know, man, you know, you and I were talking with Todd just here too. Todd can't even find a freezer to put meat in. How bad is it getting whenever your freezers are back ordered to at least September, October? What's going on? That means the world's shut down because the freezers don't come from the U.S., they come from other countries.
Yes.
The world's shut down.
And I don't know how much of the cargo coming into this country has been shut down. People aren't making anything.
That's very true.
So, and it's just not freezers. It'll be everything because we import everything. So you're not going to be able to get your little trinkets. And guess what that means? That means prices are going to rise significantly.
They certainly are. They have no choice.
They have no choice.
The law of supply and demand. You know, and I don't know when, but with meat prices are going to start skyrocketing. They have to. I know Trump says he's put out the order to reopen the meatpacking plants, but as you said, if they don't want to work, how's he going to make them work?
Yeah, they're not going to work.
I mean, for a fact, they don't want to work. I got this here somewhere. They're asking people laying laid off because they make more money at home than they do working now because of the $600 per week bonus they get. They make more money at home than do working, so they don't want to work. What can I say? I mean, socialism makes people lazy, Melody. That's just the way it is.
It does. Let me bring something up here because this will get your collar. Pelosi, well, that's not the one. We'll talk about that one here. Here we go. The Fed expands Main Street program to firms with up to 15,000 employees or workers. The U.S. Federal Reserve today made a key program to nurse the Main Street economy through the coronavirus pandemic, agreeing to lend to even larger firms, taking on more risk and participation with banks, and hinting at some form of dedicated help for nonprofits. The central bank said it would open up its Main Street lending facility to companies up to 15,000 employees and $5 billion in revenue, compared to the initial program limited to those with 10,000 workers and $2.5 billion in revenue. So more money is going to the bigger companies. Hooray! The size of the program will remain the same for now, with the $600 billion in loans available on the basis of $75 billion from the U.S. Treasury at risk for any losses, and an amount sent by the Fed to insulate from any bad loans go bad. You know, these are being turned into grants. How much of this money is being funneled? It's supposed to go to payroll. How many do you think that they laid off the pay people? Now they don't just tell them to go home. Now they furlough them, and they're not going to hire them back. And the money they get on these loans are going to go to reinvest into the company. Maybe they need, some new property. Maybe they need something else. Maybe it is to pay off some of their debt. Maybe it is even to make their own loan payments. I mean, messed up is everything?
Now, when you say, we keep saying loans, obviously they're supposed to pay this back, right?
Not all of it. I don't know if it was just the PPP, the payroll that is being funneled down, that there's a lot of them are being turned into grants that they don't have to pay back.
How about the individuals that are getting the extra to the unemployment? Is that taxable?
No.
See, I've been told both ways.
My understanding, it is not. And that came from Dave, and Dave would know.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to make sure about that because, I mean...
And if he messed up, I'm going to be
all over him.
I'm going to be on his case, yes.
But to me, it's just remarkable that this is... I mean, now we have Powell. I mean, we have Powell saying, this is not the time to be concerned about debt. In other words, send out all money you can, helicopter money everywhere. This is not the time to worry about debt. It's too late now. It's too late now. Forget it. They can't change it.
Some other changes that came about today is giving banks more leeway in deciding some of the accounting metrics for the loans. So I guess they can just make stuff up. Giving companies birth to make commercially necessary layoffs. So they're giving them money, So it gives them, so, and allowing firms to use the Fed loans to pay off other debts. Wouldn't you like to have the Fed pay off your debts? I'm going to go incur some and see if the Fed will pay off my debts. And the business groups that are included in this, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, what the heck is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce getting bailout money for, loans? The oil and gas industry? That's what's falling apart. That's why President Trump came out and said to the Saudis, cut production, but cutting production's not going to do anything. The monster has already escaped. Oh, geez, don't people get it yet? Firms getting the four-year loans from the Fed will have to make commercially reasonable efforts. Yeah, what does that mean? Reasonable efforts. I don't know. Do we just get connected or disconnected or something?
No, I'm right here listening. I'm just listening to what you're saying.
Okay.
Weighing in my mind here that companies that do billions, and I'm not saying they shouldn't make, they have to make a profit. I understand that. I'm not knocking at the idea that they have to make a profit. But companies and CEOs are making millions of dollars, and the little guy gets $1,200.
Yeah. And what are they doing with the money that they're getting, paying off debts?
Yeah, exactly.
Let them use their own money to pay off the debts.
I agree.
Good. And if they can't pay off the debts, let them default. I'd rather have their debt default than our government's debt, but that's going to default anyway. We have a caller, Butch. We have Craig in Michigan calling us. Welcome to the program,
okay.
Craig.
Okay, am I on?
You are.
Hello?
Yes,
okay,
go ahead,
hey,
Craig.
Thank you so much. What you were all talking about, I see this as a beginning of a shadow socialism that's moving into the country, where the government is going to bail out all this, failing companies because of some, mysterious virus or something. And then once they do that and they throw their money into it, this gives them, what you would call access or control over whatever entity they bailed out. I mean, that's kind of, the borrower is a servant to the lender. Isn't that what this all is amounting to?
Well, it is more control, obviously. You're right. It's more control. And desperate people do stupid things. And greedy people don't really care. It's all about control, obviously, Greg. I mean, this whole situation has been about control. And seeing what people obey and what they won't do and how far they go along with it. The whole thing has been about control. Matter of fact, I just talked to a lawyer myself a few minutes ago, Melody. We're thinking about suing the governor of the state. And this is for real. He sent me down information, starting it right now. We're going to sue the governor, or at least bring him to bear what he's done, because he can't lawfully do it. And I just spoke to Liberty Counsel lawyer Jonathan Alexander about getting this before the governor. And this coming church service on Saturday, we're going to take a picture of the whole church group holding hands and praying together. We're going to send that along with a certified letter to the governor. So it's our fault, Craig, because we let it happen. The people kowtow these people, and they give us these little tidbits to make us happy. Hey, here's a carrot, here's a snack, take it and be happy. And most of the people say, yes sir, master, we'll do what you tell us to do. This is what boils down to. They have control of the people.
Yeah, that's what it's like, exactly. It's like, it's just because somebody's giving me something, well, then what? They're my friend.
Exactly.
You know, if I'm a schoolyard kid sitting out there, somewhere, walking outside, and they want to offer me a bunch of dope, this is making me feel better, and this, because of this person is my friend. No, they're a drug dealer. And I don't give a crap, if a drug is, crack or meth or whatever, or money. This does not make you my friend. This is indebting me to, you know,
it's getting you
to
hooked.
You.
It's getting you hooked. It's getting you hooked on it. That's what
it's
getting
you hooked
on.
Exactly. You want to give us a little teaspoon of sugar, and, you know, it helps us, you know, this helps. A teaspoon of sugar
makes the medicine go
helps
down.
This horrible medicine to go down.
I agree. I told you that's a good way to put it. But yeah, you know what was it? Bread and circuses keep the people entertained. That they don't care what goes on. You know, promised a 6-pack and a TV station, they're happy.
Well, yeah, it's the old. I mean, this has been going on for 2,000 years. It's the old bread and circuses thing that Romans presented. You know, to everybody.
And we were warned about
your society is falling apart.
Yes,
but
it is.
As long as you can watch, you know, a couple of gladiators slash yourself, you know, slash each other, you know, into a pile of meat, we're all cool as long as we have enough to eat.
Yep, this is where
this is going. I mean, you know, people better wake up. It's time for people to wake up. The government is not your friend.
It is past time. We are now a full blown socialist country, or communist country, the way you want to put it. And we are. We've been that way for years.
Yeah, you know, you can back off a second and, you know, look at the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
And then look at the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and, you know, see what applies to where we're sitting right now. And you'll realize we're in a communist country. They haven't labeled it. They're not going to slap you in the face and throw it in your eyes and said, hey, this is communism. No, they're going to give you this illusion of liberty, but it's the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. You've got
Khrushchev said that we will bury you, and then I think he also said they will hang us with the rope they sell.
Well, they'll hang you with the rope so you sat there and braided.
Yep.
You know, for your hanging, basically.
Well, you
won't know the difference. You're welcome, Matt. You're.
We're getting ready to go into a break. Was all I was going to say.
Okay, go in the break.
Is he still there? Is he gone?
Greg, you there?
I guess Todd.
You folks take care, and God bless
you.
Thank you.
God
thank
bless
Paul,
you,
Greg.
Too,
thank
Craig.
You so much. Thank you.
All righty, folks. We'll be right back right after this brief message.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter. And somebody said to me, well, why don't you put the gold and silver prices in there? Well, we were just too busy that I couldn't do them. But I promise you they will be in this week's newsletter. I think it's time. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get put in all the... I think there was only like 3 weeks that I missed, I think. But so, yeah, they'll be in there. So if you're listening, it's working. I got your email. Hey, Mexico's Pemex... they bleeds a little more red ink in nearly $24 billion quarterly loss. This is the Mexican state oil company, just hammered by the collapse in crude prices and a sharp depreciation of the Mexican peso. They posted this multi-billion dollar quarterly loss that was far wider than the losses just a year earlier. There was some other interesting things in this so we know what's happening to Mexico. A lot of that revenue goes into the state, and now they don't have it, and they only have debt. You had Royal Dutch Shell. That's the most indebted private oil company. Had a total debt of $68.8 billion at the end of the first quarter. $70 billion of debt. First quarter. Earlier this month, Moody's became the second major credit rating agency to cut Pemex debt to junk status, saying policy choices by Lopez Obrador have been insufficient to effectively address both the country's economic challenges and Pemex's continued financial and operating problems. So, you know, what are they going to do? Obrador says he pledges to revive Pemex. How are you going to do that when oil is trading below $20, below 15? You know, they said that the Mexican oil giant could weather low prices. They said they're weathering it at 14. Well, we'll see how well they're weathering it with that amount of debt on their books for the first quarter. So again, the whole point is we were talking about, it's just not happening here in this country.
It's everywhere.
The unemployment, it's everywhere. And in places worse off than us.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Oh, yes. But we've been spoiled for so long, Mel. The end kind of hardship is going to be hard on us, but we've all been spoiled for so long. But the question about the Mexican oil company, it is state-run. How does a state-run oil company go broke? They just raise taxes. I mean, how's it go broke?
Well, look at how much taxes can they get from the citizens of Mexico, and a lot of their citizens come to the U.S., so they can't tax them.
No, we'll feed them. Don't worry, it'll be all right. We'll take care of them. We can afford it.
Yeah.
But you know, when Powell says just keep on spending, don't worry about it, the debt doesn't mean anything. Maybe you and I should borrow a few $1 million off somebody and not worry about paying it back. You know, no big deal. Just go in debt.
Yeah, just go to the bank and write a bad check.
There you go. I mean,
come on, give me my money.
I mean, Powell says it's okay, man. Why are you doing? I mean, you can't pay this to me.
I know. What the heck?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Let's see if there was any other interesting. U.S. mortgage rates, of course, were at all-time lows. State unemployment funds are going broke from record flood of claims. So the Fed isn't giving them any money to the states. They'll have to come out with another loan, I guess. Pelosi is mulling. We used to call those people mullets. Pelosi mulls a $1 trillion for cities, states, and next corona relief round. So there it goes.
Yeah,
another trillion.
What's a trillion dollars? What's a trillion bucks, Millie? Come on now. What's a trillion here, a trillion there, you know? No big deal. I mean, gee.
If it wasn't so serious, it just is. If anybody doesn't think that this is going to just blow up soon, good grief.
Well,
they
have to be willfully ignorant of the facts, or they just don't want to see them, either one. But yeah, it has to blow up. It can't go on. It can't go on. It can't go on. It can't go on. I mean, we're not talking again about America. We're talking about the whole world is in this mess. It's just not us this time. So
we can't
even turn
to
China. China, it is, and China's having troubles also. You know that. So
they had troubles before all this. Yep.
Yeah, they did. We did too, but it wasn't obvious. And I kind of believe that this was done for that purpose, to cover up the fact that the economy was failing anyway. They just did this to make it look, well, hey, we couldn't help it. Coronavirus caused this. I think it's part of it. I swear to you. But, you know, I have an article here from the Washington Times. Go ahead.
And then you can go with your article. I don't think they introduced the virus to cover up the collapse. I think they initiate, because I think everything was on the brink, and I think they're just rushing it through. So I think it was introduced in order to, you know,
make it happen. Yeah, you have to say, well, look, that we couldn't help it. Look what happened. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, they did it to say we couldn't help this. This wasn't our fault. Mm-hmm. This virus did it all. Mm-hmm. But according to the Washington Times, coronavirus hype, biggest political hoax in history. This is the Washington Times. The new coronavirus is real. The response to the coronavirus is hyped. And in time, this hype will be revealed as politically hoaxed. In fact, COVID-19 will go down as one of the political world's biggest, most shamefully overblown, overhyped, overly and irrationally inflated, and outright deceptively flawed responses to a health matter in American history, one that was carried largely on the lips of medical professionals who have no business running a national economy or government. And that's one article. Pennsylvania forced to remove hundreds of deaths from coronavirus death counts. Now, I have this one issue from a very dear personal friend. Her name is Debbie. She has another friend whose mother-in-law passed away with a heart attack. On the death certificate, they put on COVID-19 as cause of death. The gentleman called and said, I want this changed. She did not die of COVID-19. She died from a heart attack. They said, we know that, but we were told to do this, and we can't change it. Now, that's a true story coming from a very close friend. That actually happened. This says the PA Health Department decided to include probable coronavirus deaths as an assumed COVID-19 related death. So Pennsylvania is going to have to remove names that they said died of coronavirus when they actually didn't. And Illinois' COVID-19 task force admits the numbers are seriously rigged. This is out of Illinois. The COVID-19 task force says, hey, the numbers are seriously messed up. It's been done on purpose. So this is obviously coming out now, as the Washington Times Post said it would. So it's going to come out as a hoax, biggest hoax ever played in America. And it's coming down. So you can't hide this, something that's big forever. I don't know what's going to mean with this when it all comes out to be known to be, most of it be a lie. Will people believe it and do anything or not? I have no idea. But this is coming out of mainstream publishing companies now saying this was a hyped up hoax. Not saying the virus wasn't real, but that the outcome has been hugely overblown. In West Virginia, we got about 1.7 million people. According to the latest statistics, if you believe the numbers, 38 people have died from it. Of 1.7 million, that's a pretty mild dose of a flu. Now, all them probably were not truthful either. We can't prove that.
And I'm just going to say something too. I mean, you should be blessed and be thankful that that's all that's happening in your state. You know, and it is the numbers are different everywhere. So I was talking to a woman in Michigan. I can't recall exactly where she says. I guess she was close to Detroit area, somewhere up and around there, because that's where they have, you know, the high numbers, you know. And she says they are bringing in the reserves. She says they are setting up all kinds of different types of tense and everything. She says, Melanie, she says, I really don't know what's going on. She says, but it just doesn't seem like it's just because of the virus. She says, I don't know if they're expecting social unrest. She says, I don't know what they're doing. She says, but it really is kind of unnerving. She says, she can almost feel it in the air that there's something going on. So, I mean, there are different places across this country where, you know, certainly the numbers, and I've been reading about, they've had bad stats on causes of death forever. I can remember, and not too long ago, I can't remember what it was in reference to. I used to keep it on my history to where I could go back and look at it, with totals all the different deaths and how many for, you know, cancer, for heart, for this. I'm not morbid or anything. I just, I don't know why I think that was interesting, but, and I'll have to look it up. But so that's how I kind of got into it, because there was something on there that it kind of, you know, it didn't make sense. And I read a lot of information where there's so many different people who report a death that goes on the death certificate that all those numbers are all screwed up. You know, it's from your EMTs, you know, if you don't have an autopsy, whoever claims you're dead, is the one that puts on there what you died from.
And obviously mistakes can happen, but these are outright lies.
Well, this is more than a mistake, and these are more than mistakes as far as how the number of deaths in various categories are. They're more than just a few mistakes.
I have no doubt that's true.
So this isn't new that this is happening. This isn't new.
It's just that this one has ruined the country. These lies have killed this country.
Yes.
You know, and this is out of the UK. A new analysis from the UK concludes that there are currently...
Well, we really don't know yet, though. That's the problem. No. We really don't know.
No, we really don't know, but either
we
way...
We really don't know until it's over.
And then we still don't know, for sure.
Well, we'll have a better idea.
No matter what the numbers are, it's destroyed the economy worldwide. Then the UK said there are currently about 2,000 people per week dying at home without COVID-19 because they cannot do or not want to use the healthcare system. These are mainly emergency patients with heart attacks and strokes, as well as chronically ill people. So they have 2,000 a week dying because they can't go to the doctor. Now think about that. They're not allowed to go to the doctor. In the German newspaper Die Zeit focuses on the higher vacancy rates in German hospitals, which in some departments are as high as 70%. Even cancer examinations and organ transplants that were not acutely necessary for survival is being counseled to make room for COVID-19 patients, but these have so far largely been absent. So, but in the UK, 2,000 people are dying per week because they can't go see a doctor because of COVID-19. Many, many more people are dying from heart attacks and cancer than from disease, even if they're fudging the numbers. Many more are dying from this than from COVID-19. So how involved they have to get before people say, this is ridiculous. People are dying at home from cancer and heart attacks. Why are you saying that 10 died from COVID-19 last week? I don't know, but it's ridiculous.
People can't get their care. People can't go to the doctor.
And healthcare workers are being laid off. I mean, come on.
Yep.
I don't even try to get into that, but I just know for a fact my son was laid off from his job in healthcare, and they found out that the person did all this so-called laying off had no authority to do that, and there's something going to come out of that. I don't know what. And on top of that, the person lied about some things that never happened. So I had no idea what was going to come out of that. So this is a really a huge mess.
It is.
Beyond belief.
And, it is. And there's only one thing that is important now that I believe is going to take the forefront. And that's going to be the election.
Yeah.
That's going to be thrown down our face here in the next week. So.
Well, I won't get into this very deeply, but I have heard, and this is coming from substantial sources, I think they're fairly trustworthy, that they know Biden can't beat Trump, so they're going to put Hillary in or run against him. I don't know if it's true or not. We will see. But that's coming out from different sources, and people saying they want to work for Hillary. So we'll see. I don't know. That's interesting, and it's supposed to take place in August with the Democratic convention. We'll see. But this next article I thought was
interesting. Well, you know, that ain't going to happen.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Nothing
would surprise me. In today's world, nothing would surprise me. I mean, nothing. I mean, who knows what the poll has.
That's true. I mean,
Biden can't even put three words together.
Well, I'll tell you what. This morning, I saw President Trump. They put the, and it wasn't flattering to President Trump at all. But I'll tell you what, he wasn't any better than Biden. He has messed up so many times on words that, I mean, it was, I mean, you thought it was Biden. Put a different haircut on him, and you would have thought it was Biden. So, you know, you talk about putting together full sentences. I mean, it's pretty much the same. So, well, but if they put Hillary in there, Trump would win in a landslide.
I don't know. Hillary beat him by 3 million votes last time, remember? She won the popular
vote. But
I
don't think it would happen again.
I don't know. I have no idea. This time there's so much confusion, and that's intended to be that way. Didn't have a chance. I have no idea. I don't know what's going to happen in D.C. in November. I really don't know. If I were a betting man, I would just hold this off because I wouldn't know which way to bet. You know, I wouldn't have any idea. But I know people are getting a little bit perturbed with what they're seeing because they're getting restless. They have to be getting restless. I mean, people are committing suicide because they can't go to work, and you're getting discouraged. I just talked to somebody today. We know I'm in the office on Thursday taking phone calls. A lady called me today about her fiance who was very depressed, and we'll say to the point of serious situations. I hate it. I mean, I did the best I could to talk to her and encourage her, but what can I say? You know, I mean, people are getting down and worried, and I keep telling them, as a Christian, as a believer, we need to keep our eyes on Christ and know that these things are all part of prophecy and they're happening. We need to become discouraged to the point that we don't commit suicide or anything else that would be blatantly ignorant to do. Keep our eyes on what's happening. I don't like it. Christ himself didn't want to go to the cross. He prayed in the garden and said, Father, if it's your will, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to the cross, but nevertheless, your will be done. And he said, if it's any other way, I don't want to be nailed to a cross. Even Christ himself didn't want to go through those things. So we're no better than he is, obviously. So, but we have to keep our eyes on the faith that this is going to be okay in the end. If we stay faithful to Christ, we win anyway. That's the hope we got to have.
Yeah, you know what? I'm still on Hillary. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. As much as people hate Trump, this would be a payback. And I can really see them surrounding themselves, just pushing her all the way through. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Well, I'm still on Hillary. That article came out on The Hill. The Hill. I don't know if it's a magazine or a newspaper thing or whatever, but it's The Hill. And it was by Liz Peek. She was the opinion contributor. And, she made a pretty good argument that even I... Yeah, I've heard the thing about Michelle, and that wasn't going to happen. I mean, I was, you know, pretty much, this could make a case, even if she was a vice P, she would run as his running mate, as VP position.
Well, in a few months, we'll know for sure.
Well, you know he's going to pick a woman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is.
He's already said he's going to pick a woman.
You don't think it'll be you?
Maybe I'll call Trump.
There you go. There you go. That's an idea. But you know, I just looking here at some articles. This is out of the Week magazine. Some 15,500 airplanes worldwide have been grounded due to the coronavirus pandemic. About 60% of the global commercial airline fleet, 60% of the fleet is down worldwide. For the first time in 61 years, American Airlines has no nonstop flight between New York and Los Angeles. Now, let that sink in a minute. 15,500 airplanes parked. And you can't fly with American Airlines anyway from New York to Los Angeles nonstop. That's something to think about, Mel. Yeah, that's a lot of airplanes sitting parked. That's money sitting there going to waste, so to speak. You know, that was revenue sitting there. And even beyond that,
well, the government is bailing it out, so what's the big deal?
they should fly for free, shouldn't they?
They should, absolutely.
I don't know why our gasoline costs be more than 20 cents a gallon, but anyway.
Yeah.
And global auto sales are expected to decline 22% this year. Global auto sales. And I don't know how it is where you are, but it seems like the new dealerships here, and while they sell new and used cars both, are hanging in. I don't know how busy they are. But I tell you one thing, you have plenty of new cars in a lot, maybe because I sell them, I don't know. But I haven't seen any decrease in cars.
Well, the manufacturers there for a while were running all kinds of specials, you know, 0% interest for, you know, 150 years. That's an exaggeration. So they were running, you know, a lot of discounts and everything to keep the, you know, to keep it moving. But that was, from what I was told, that was maybe 4 weeks ago. So I don't know what's happened in the past month.
Well, they were running great big specials before this ever happened. Even in the last year, you know, they were selling cars at the ways to cut back on to get them out of the market. So they get them out of the market. Mm-hmm. But the 113-year-old luxury retailer Neiman Marcus is expected to seek bankruptcy. All 43 of his stores are currently shut, and 14,000 employees furloughed. This company last week skipped millions of dollars in payments on its $4.8 billion in debt. Almost $5 billion. They couldn't even pay a payment on that. The 14,000 people. I know that's dropping a bucket compared to 30 million. I realize that. But to the person it happened to, it's a lot. You know, what was old saying, when my neighbor's out of work, it's a recession. But when I'm out of work, it's a depression.
It's a depression.
Yeah. So would you say these people think maybe we're in a depression? 30 million workers that they admit to is out of work. I call that depression. And if you're one of those 30 million workers who depend on your paycheck, and I know you, well, they're getting extra money. I realize that. If that ends in 6 weeks, then what? Then what?
You know, it used to be also that if one person, you'd have the multiplier effect. So if you had one person laid off, it would equal three people being laid off.
Right, right.
Those three people are already laid off. There's no more to lay off.
Anyway. It is sad. It really is.
It is very sad.
It's just breaking my heart. See, I mean, I have people in my family are affected mm-hmm. by this, and I'm watching this happen and thinking, you know, that $600 that they're getting extra is only guaranteed for, I think, month and a half? I believe 6 weeks that that's going to be given to them. After 6 weeks, they're not back to work. They're back down to standard unemployment, which you can't, they're barely making it working full-time. How are you going to make it on half pay? This is serious. This is serious things. And people are contemplating suicide and are committing suicide. This is very serious. I understand people say, well, they shouldn't be that. Let that get to them. I agree. They shouldn't be committing suicide. I agree. But I can understand the concern when their children need clothing or food and they can't afford it. I can understand that. Can't you, Melody?
I can.
I mean, you have to have a heart. You know, I mean, you have to understand that people that are hungry get desperate, and desperate people do desperate things. And that you said about the lady in Michigan told you they're bringing in whatever, maybe for civil unrest. I see it happening right here in West Virginia. People, the delegate spoke to us this past Monday at the rally in Charleston, said it's time for civil disobedience. The delegate said that. Time for civil disobedience. So even, that's only one guy out of about 200 of them that he did say that. So this is coming to a point where people are going to say that we've had enough.
Yeah,
as I said before.
I agree with you. I do.
So I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it come that. I wish that they would say, "Hey, we really screwed up. We screwed up. We're going to try to make it right. Let's go everybody back to work. Business reopen. Go back to normal." But that ain't going to happen. It's never going to be the same again. Ever. I don't know if I said ever or not, but I mean ever, forever. It's never going to be the same again. But Saks Fifth Avenue is the latest
forever?
Mall anchor to... Pardon?
Ever?
Ever.
Ever.
Never going to be the same again. Never the same again.
I know, and I don't want people to think that I'm making light of it. I'm not, because sometimes when you just think of when you see the whole big picture, and when you truly can grasp what we face, and how so many people are going to be just totally devastated.
Yes.
Not here. Not just here. And we're the soft. We're the softest ones. It's going to hurt us worse. Because in a lot of other places, people have already led hard lives. We haven't.
We have become spoiled in every way possible. You know, we become soft spiritually, mentally, and physically. We become a soft people.
Yeah.
Now, that's just a fact. I can't help it. It's just a fact. We've had too much for too long, and the Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 7, that the more the people prosper, the more they increase, it says, means prosper, the more they forgot God. So he takes it all away. It's happening right now. Mm-hmm. We have become very, we all become basically couch potatoes, I guess you could say. And I don't mean physically, I can mean mentally also, and spiritually. But now Saks Fifth Avenue, which has always been a ball anchor to most places, is preparing for bankruptcy. Said, while we previously reported that the former two retail icons had entered their bond grace period ahead of filing a former Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition, on Wednesday afternoon, Bloomberg reported that Hudson's Bay Company had also missed its April payments, and at least two commercial mortgage-backed securities that were part of $696 million in financing for Saks Fifth Avenue and other stores. The securities originated in 2015 were current until this month, and when the company missed their interest payment. Now, this is only interest on debt. $3.2 million interest. They couldn't even pay the interest. So these are things that people need to think about. I mean, Saks Fifth Avenue and Lord & Taylor stores are going bankrupt. How long they've been in business? How long they've been around? Longer than most of us remember. But it is what it is. It's happening right now at this season. It's not going to be 5 years from now, folks. It's not going to be 5 months from now. It's right now. It's right now this is happening. When stores file bankruptcy, the people they owe money to can't pay their bills. And right on down the chain it goes. And that affects millions of people. Well, it affects the whole country, and actually people all over the world who supply these needs. Very, very few things you buy in any stores anymore are made in USA, are they, Melanie?
No, you're correct.
I mean, I saw a pair of pants in a store.
The things that we use, the trinkets and everything that we, you know, buy, refrigerators, washers,
sure,
dryers. I mean, just everything. Most of our furniture. I mean, that's you know, and you know what? People will say, well, that's true. So they're going to start making that stuff back here in the United States.
Nope.
It's not going to happen. Not in any meaningful way.
It's not going to happen. You're right. It isn't. I mean, I wish it could. I really, really, really do. But we let it go too far too long to ever come back the way it was.
And if it did bring back the manufacturing, you wouldn't have the benefits that the people used to have in the old days. You wouldn't have the wages. What do you think this is all about the immigration?
Or the
retirements. If the robotics wouldn't take the place of the human, you're not going to get paid a living wage. They don't want you to have a living wage.
That's true.
So if it does come back, it's not going to be, you'll get the same wages equivalent as what they're making in China. What do you think the new NAFTA agreement was all about, giving the Mexican workers in Mexico $15?
That's true.
Good grief.
The work until one world economy based on basically average pay for the whole world. That's what they're working on.
So when everybody applauses the new agreements, the new trade agreements, think about it.
I totally agree with that. But now, believe it or not, even Hertz is declaring bankruptcy after massive layoffs and missed lease payment. Hertz, Hertz didn't even dawn on me that they'd be going there, but Hertz has $17 billion worth of debt, which includes $3.7 billion of corporate bonds and loans and $13.4 billion of vehicle-backed notes. But despite that bankruptcy risk, the stock price is ever hopeful it's going back up, but they're going under. And the stocks are still going up. Go figure that out. I mean, how does that work? The company's going bankrupt and the stock's going up. Tell me how that works, Melody.
I remember Bush said, fuzzy math, I don't know, it's just the world is insane.
It is. And Tyson Foods offers workers a $1,000 bonus if they would go back to work. Well, one thought it's going to be because Trump has said that he wants them back to work. He says several Tyson plants have now been shuttered due to COVID-19 outbreaks. The company is now offering $120 million thank you bonuses for 116,000 U.S. and frontline workers and truckers up from the $60 million announced in early April. The company is moving up the first $500 bonus payment to early May. The company has said other payments could arrive as soon as June, totaling $1,000. The release also states it will increase short-term disability coverage to 90% of average pay until June 30th for employees who are not able to work because of sickness. So I have to give them, I guess, accolades for the fact they're trying to do something, keep this open. I don't know if that's going to be because Trump stepped in there and said he's going to do something too, if this is all part of it.
Yeah,
well,
How much money did they get?
It doesn't say that.
I'm sure it didn't.
So I have no idea.
But I'm sure there's a little caveat there somewhere.
I'm sure, I never thought about that. I should look that up, but it didn't say that in here, actually. So I don't know. It sounds like they're being more than fair, but you're right. Maybe they're really profiting out after this, anyway. I don't know. That's a good point.
They don't offer that amount of bonuses with that. The same way when all these other companies, after the tax report, after the tax cuts and everything, you had a couple of companies who said, oh, we're going to give people off and, we're going to give everybody a bonus and this and that. Well, you know what? If you look a little bit, then you'll find out where they laid other people off and shortened hours in order to do what they did. They don't give money away.
Well, no,
comes from
somewhere.
Course. Comes from the other people's pockets. It doesn't come from theirs.
We're about out of time. Mel, I got to ask you a question. You've been in this business a long time. You've seen a lot of things come and go. With this massive, massive, massive increase in debt, in your opinion, how long before we see hyperinflation? Or will it be deflation? Which way is it going to go?
Let me roll the dice. You know?
Okay.
I mean, with this amount of money, but, you know, I don't think anyone has ever lived through a reset. And when we talk about reset, it just isn't about the currency. It is the resetting of the economies. It's a reset of everything. And so, I mean, yeah, I mean, prices are going to go higher. I don't know. I think what's going to happen, I think the time frame is all centered on the election. And I think if President Trump gets elected, if there's any way possible that they can, maybe they'll extend it, possibly. I don't know. If he doesn't get elected, they'll pull the plug right after the election, I think. But I don't know if he even has the control anymore.
I don't
because
think
I think
does.
With
I,
every
I don't, I know.
Yeah.
Don't
but I mean does. There's some reasons I mean it's I don't know. And I don't think anybody else does. But because this is just too big. I mean this is a big deal.
Well, no doubt. And I don't think Trump ever had control. He may have thought he did, but I don't think he ever
did. He may have thought he did. Just yeah, like all of them, they all thought they
sure.
did. And they're all given a little bit of power in order to do certain things, but they're all controlled. They're all vetted.
They are. They truly are. Oh, my gosh, time quit already.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, thanks for that hard question at the end.
Well, I wanted to exercise your brain before you got off the air, so.
No one really knows, and that's the whole point. You got to get protected today. Be prepared. It's going to be tough, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not here to scare you. I just want you to think. And we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.